There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio on the air with John Cream. As we find Akos, where did Akos go yesterday? He's in. Where is he?
No, he's here.
Oh, he is? Why did I think you?
No, he's with you.
You're in Chicago. That's what I was trying to figure out. I can't remember. I know that I travel around a lot, and sometimes people don't know without a scorecard where I am. But you guys don't necessarily. Well, Akos travels a lot. John doesn't get around much anymore. Remember that old song? Don't get around much anymore.
Well, somebody has to run the business when he's gone.
That's true. And probably when he's there as well. So that's a good thing. All right. Hey, Akos Jankura, John Cream, it's Doug Steffen in line for another entrepreneur, another inventor today. We have Frank Tilly or Tally. How do we pronounce his name?
Who's got these? Tilly.
This would be my choice of all the things I was really curious about this week. Of the four inventors that we have here, this fellow has created an adjustable needle nose pliers, a pair of pliers, needle nose pliers that are adjustable, which, if you know anything about tools, seems to be hard to imagine. I'm thinking of an adjustable wrench that has the, well, I've all sized them because I like adjustable wrenches. They're so handy to have instead of a whole big toolbox, but I have different sizes, four or five different sizes, and they have the adjustment in the neck, if you will, the collar of the wrench. There's a little, what do we call it? It's not a screw set or a set screw, is it? What would we call it? I suppose it is a set screw.
Yeah, it's a set screw, but it actually, that's what this is going to be.
It is.
The these needle nose pliers are adjustable just like the wrenches.
All right. So we'll get to that. Those of you who are excited about that sort of thing, I think people are just excited to know that there are folks that are working and doing if they didn't have another option. Sometimes people have two jobs. Sometimes people have changed their careers. I went through you guys to get a kick out. Is Akos there? I haven't heard his voice yet. But
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
He's actually over at the show right now. I had a I stayed back and try to get everything done, and then I'll be back over at the show in a couple minutes.
All right. So here's the thing. This morning, I was talking earlier on the Good Day program about the number of people that are actually on the jobless list. I think we may have touched on this yesterday or last week at one point because the numbers look pretty good for February on the surface. 5.5% is supposedly the unemployment number. But the reality is the unemployment number is actually about 11% because people get off of the rolls when they stop getting government grants and funding and unemployment insurance, that kind of stuff. So they're just gone. A lot of people just can't find a job or won't find a job, and they're out there lurking. But the number is about 11%. Let's say, for argument's sake, it's 10%, and we have 180,000 in the workforce in America, something like that, 190,000?
Million, you mean?
So, I'm sorry, yeah, million. Thank you, Richie. Mm-hmm. So that would be 18 or 19 million people are out of work. So I took it upon myself this morning as a public service, John, to find where there were 3,604,182 jobs. And I went on the air.
India.
And in the United States. These jobs, every single one of these jobs was posted either on a website. And this is a legitimate story. I Googled unemployment, and I found all of these sites, and they also are augmented by newspapers in many circumstances, and there are some job papers around as well. So, what really happens here is that we've got all of these people looking for jobs, and I figured I'd help them out. So I went through a list of about, 20 or so jobs that were available right now, many of them in the medical community, some of them in transportation, but it was a varied and pretty interesting list. You know, you think, why aren't these jobs being filled? That's what I thought of. These people are all out of work. How come these jobs aren't being filled? Isn't that
Nobody went to school for them, or they decided because of the latest healthcare, issue, they probably decided to get out of medicine.
No. You may.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that's it at all. I think people are lazy.
Well, you think there are a bunch of nurses and doctors out there just kind of bumbling around and not wanting to work?
I think there are some people who could qualify for these jobs and get training for these jobs. And those are the people that, how many people, you think everybody that's on the unemployment list is a ne'er-do-well, is not smart? No. I mean, there are some people who are not that bright.
I just think that there are a lot of people that have been beaten down so long over the last couple of years that they just give up.
I think that's foolish. Why would you do that?
I don't think that is. I think that's what's happening.
I think it's very foolish. Well, it may be what's happening.
I'm not saying it's foolish. But I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are pretty upset about it.
Well,
and probably want a job.
So why don't they do something about it? Why don't people who see all these opportunities take advantage of them? Why do the jobs go wanting for people to fill them?
Well, let's think money for school.
Yeah.
If you're an adult and if you have kids, and do you really have money to go to school? You'll be able to train for another 2 or 3 years to get any of those jobs.
That's a point.
What's the resolve to that? Is there a resolve? There are programs around. There are grants. There are scholarships. There are programs that exist. There is, I think my point is, and I understand what you're saying, is that more often than not, people give up too easily. We have this psychology, or maybe a psychosis in America, that brings us around to giving up. We give up on a lot of things. We give up on jobs. We give up on our marriage. We give up on our relationship. We just give up. It's too easy. We've made things too easy to just say, I don't really want to. I don't know how these people eat. Once they get off of being on the dole, how the heck do these people eat?
I don't know.
We have a lot of people that are.
Now that you've completely depressed me.
I'm not trying to depress you. I'm trying to get us to look at the situation and maybe, in a sense, encourage more and more people to do what we encourage people to do here, going down the inventor's road. But I just thought that it was a worthwhile effort, exercise, if you will, to look at where the jobs were and come up with something, not of a plan. I wasn't offering a solution. I'm just saying, here are all these jobs. I'm asking the question, why aren't people taking the jobs? Why is it that we have people coming into our country and taking people come from other countries in here and they get the jobs. How'd they get trained?
Yeah.
Am I maybe grinding the axe too much? I just think that it's just one of the things that we ought to keep our minds on, our hearts on. Don't give up. Just don't. And that's what we learned that from the people who we have on this program. They don't give up. Otherwise, they wouldn't succeed. And I think there are great lessons here for people in general who need to, in my world anyway, I came from a world of workers. My father was a hard worker, and the family he came from was his aunts and uncles were all hard workers. I came into this business about working long hours and trying to accomplish something. I came by it naturally. You the same. What did you have for an example as you grew up? What sort of things were going on in your family that inspired you to work hard?
My father worked hard. Practically never saw him as I grew up because he always would work and then he would come home and eat and he'd go right back to work again. He was a workaholic. I ended up being the same way until recently.
Mm-hmm.
I did that most of my life, just working nonstop.
Yep, me too.
And you know what though, I honestly believe, you can be a workaholic, you can work all this, the hours, 60, 65 hours a week like I've been doing. You lose a lot of things. And I think that, maybe America needs to step back a little bit and get back to where, you can work and work hard, but don't work to kill yourself, and certainly don't work to make other people money, and don't work to where you're losing your time with your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lesson that it's very interesting you're talking about that, because that's a lesson that I have learned or am learning. I'm going to make really strong wholesale changes in my life in the next 4 to 6 months because I don't like where my life has gone to this point. And I think that that's something that every individual has to learn on his or her own. You got to, whether it's wake up and smell the roses, you've got things that are there and you miss the opportunity of taking advantage of them for whatever the reason, or you just need to change. You need to stop doing. A lot of people are not good at self-examination. We find that difficult in America to look at ourselves, look at what we stand for, look at where we're going, look at where we've been, give yourself credit for what's good, and not necessarily beat yourself up because things have happened that weren't good. You change them. You work on them.
Yeah.
You take the time to resolve issues that you have had, and that is not an easy task for men or for women. But I think it's especially difficult for men. I don't mean that just to apply to me. I think men have a harder time because they think that's what they're supposed to do. I grew up, and all of the things that I did through even this year were aimed at a history of my understanding of what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to be the breadwinner. I was supposed to work. I was supposed to make money. I was supposed to provide for the family. And that's what I did. Sometimes better than others, but you know, that's the way it works. But you know,
don't give up on us, baby.
Oh my God, don't do that.
All right, so I guess Richie's had enough of this conversation. John Creamins and Doug Steffen with the focus on jobs and working and all that good stuff. Don't forget to vote for our Dream Big Champions from last week. We had three people that will still need your vote. Support for one of these three would be appreciated. Check out all of their two-minute pitches and the story of their company and their dreams at dreambigamerica.us and the archives at dougsteffen.com.
Lost my head last night. You got a right to stop
me. Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
And it's not really that cold up here, actually. I'm used to being in Florida.
Chicago. Oh, there you are.
There you are.
There I are. All right, so what did I miss?
There.
The
so now
wonders
that you've
impressed
me, I want to speak my piece here.
Okay, please.
Just a second.
Yes.
Because you really hit on something that resonated with me and my life and what I'm doing and what I've done in the past. And I know a lot of people that lost jobs. I know a lot of people that lost their houses. I know a lot of people that have tried and tried and tried, and no matter what they do, are continually getting kicked back down the hill. And this not only has happened over the last 5 or 6 years, but when everything collapsed, I left HSN, the home shopping channel, because I wanted to semi-retire, but I also wanted to go out and help people. And I wanted to do something on my own. I actually watched my retirement, everything that I had, I put into a business just before the collapse of everything. So basically,
welcome to the club, pal. Well,
no, seriously.
I did the same thing. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And
keep going.
But then I also lost my home because I couldn't get it refinanced because I wasn't of the right race. I had a woman and at Carrington Mortgage completely destroy me on a phone call. And talked down to me like I was a piece of garbage. And those folks, and to be quite honest with you, she didn't like it because of the fact that I was who I was. She didn't like the fact that it was bad, and it left a really bad taste in my mouth. So what I did to myself, and you're talking about getting a job, I worked my butt off. I went started all over again, and lost almost $500,000. And basically, in this economy and with the crap that's still going on with this administration and the government and, all these people without jobs, they're without jobs because they've been kicked down far enough where they don't want to get back up again. I'm not that kind of person. So I work 65 hours a week, every single week, trying to help Americans and these inventors and the guys and gals that have dreams and want to make something of their lives. And a lot of these inventors I've talked to in Chicago, a lot of the inventors I've talked to over the last 5 years, they're all people like me that lost everything and are now working their way back and trying to get help. And I think this show, I think what you do, I think what ACOS does, I think what I do is helping them. You would not believe the amount of outpouring of love and affection, and the ladies inventors here in Chicago have embraced our show, have embraced what we do, and really, honestly, are just the greatest brand ambassadors I think you could ever want. I mean, I just tear up every time I talk to them, because what you feel on the ground here is so amazing that what we've done is it's unbelievable.
It is. It's something that we should be proud of, and I say that humbly. There's nothing to be gained from having false honor. The people that come on this program, the people who have been inspired by you guys and by what we've been doing here, you've been doing it for several years. I've been involved in it for the past year or so, at least on this level. The inspiration, people want this. People want to know where the good stories are. People want to know.
I think you got it right, John. It's just, you know, we're at a place now where everybody wants to say, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm doing better. We can all do this.
Yeah.
I think you got a hope, right? I mean,
well, if you haven't got hope, what is there?
I'm sorry,
it's
a great story, and a lot of people have lived your story.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we share them.
You know, and I'm still watching families and talking to families that are just, they're decimated. Yeah. They're decimated, yeah. and they're trying, but they don't see any help. They don't know where to find it. Hopefully we're giving them some inspiration.
But not everybody can do this. Some people need the structure of a job. Some people need the structure of a paycheck. Some people need to know that they can count on something at the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month. And that means this business is not for you if that's what you need. You got to separate yourself out. You got an idea, that's great. But if you need the security of a job, then that's what you need to put your, that's where your forward thinking has to go. 28 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is ACOS the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the ViaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Change at the hour, 27 before the new. A lot of lessons come from us learning about life. I feel that's one of the most important things. You don't get this kind of conversation on the radio anywhere else. And I feel that John Kremins and I and Akos, when he's here with us, we all try to put the best spin possible on what the realities are in our world.
I'm going to lose you. Oh, there you are.
No, here we are. Yeah, now I'm here. So anyway, I was putting a cap on what you were saying in terms of how this sort of conversation doesn't go on much on the radio. Maybe if you listen to Dr. Joy Brown, you can hear some of this advice as to how people handle their lives and handle their problems. But we all are human beings. You have made mistakes. You have done wonderfully well. You've had relationship problems. You've had work problems. You've done what we all do. I've had plenty of them, and I don't like it, frankly. I don't like it at all. I wish, when you get down to brass tacks, what you learn from all of these life experiences, whether you get fired at the job, the company goes out of business, your wife says, I need money, you can't make it, she says, I want a divorce, she gets the house. And, yeah, you know, I mean, but... This is for both men and women. The fact that there are so many people who have so much expectation. We have a dream. Remember that old speech, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? We do.
No.
We all have those dreams. And as we get too soon old and too late smart, we don't pay attention and we don't learn from the mistakes that other people make. Or even our own mistakes. We keep doing the same thing. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting a different result. It doesn't, it can't, it won't happen. So until you reach that conclusion and do something about whatever it is that is problematic with you, there are very few people. I take my hat off to Richie because he got a pretty good life. He has a good job. He works at it well. He's understanding of what it takes to make things work. Most of the time, sometimes his attitude leaves a little to be desired. Yeah. But, you know, so does mine. And that was something, you know, I think the biggest problem with people today is they don't admit to being wrong. They don't admit to making mistakes. You got to stand up and be counted. That was one of my biggest problems, I think, in life. I thought naively that I was always on the right path because not many people would stand up to me. Richie has been very good at standing up to me in the years that we've been together. But before that, people didn't stand up to me. My family didn't stand up to me. People that were my friends didn't make observations about what I was doing. I mean, I look back at the stupid stuff that I did, whether it's work-related, financially related, whether it has to do with my personal relationships, you know, just things that maybe we all have our time and we have to learn these things. Hopefully we learn them and we don't take the karma with us into the next life. Man, are there lessons to be learned here? And I think that part of what our job is...
I would just like to say I appreciate you doing all of these stupid things so that I can learn from them. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
It's been a great honor watching you step into these pools.
Maybe it isn't such a great honor, but you know what? I'm still here, Richie, and so are you.
Yep, there you are, see?
And who else can say that? Who's been doing a radio program around the country for 27 years besides me and Limbaugh?
One thing they cannot say about you is that you quit.
No, I'm not quitting here either. All right. So having said that, John's not a quitter. I'm not a quitter. And hopefully Frank Tilly.
I think it's Tilly, yeah.
Tilly.
Tilly? Frank? What is it? Tilly, Tilly.
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 Tilly. All right. Take it away.
Oh, see, I was right.
Yes, she was. Usual. Take it away, John, with Frank Tilly.
Frank, welcome to My Cool Visions Radio. We're glad you're here.
Thank you very much.
So we've been talking about this because Doug is intrigued. You know, he has a farm and he works with tools. And I'm also a guy that likes to, you know, work with my hands and get things done. And when we saw your invention submission, the adjustable needle nose plier, we were intrigued. So tell us a little bit about this and tell us what it does.
Well, I'll tell you. Basically, I've been working with tools all my life, whether it was at home, my job, with doing apartment repairs, building maintenance. And, you know, there's always something you need to do, and you don't have the right tool. And what this thing does is it just joins a pair of regular adjustable pliers to the fulcrum point, but also combines that with needle nose pliers. So now you have needle nose pliers with the fulcrum point that open up to a larger size. So a lot of times it's always been harder. You say you need needle nose pliers and you're trying to reach in there. You might finally get a grip on something and you go to try and move it and it slips and your fingers will get pinched. You might get cut. You might bleed. And I've done that so many times in my life. I finally thinking, you know, well, why isn't this made? My wife looked at me and she saw these marks on my hands one day after coming home from work. She goes, well, where's that from? I said, well, this, this, and this. Well, don't they make a tool that does that? I said, well, no. So that gave me the idea of making this tool.
All right, because I've always used my needle nose pliers because there's always those little tiny things that I can't get to, and I need that that little extra room, right?
Can I jump in here for a second? Because Frank, what John told you about me and the farm, I've been around tools all my life. I'm not great with them, but I understand them and respect them. One of the things is as I tried to get this in my mind, I don't like to go to the website. I like to imagine what it is that we're talking about. And all I can think of is on the side of the adjustable wrench, it says forged in steel. So that means there's a forging plant that has to stamp out this steel object. And somehow or other, the intricacies of putting that little set screw in there have to be a part of whatever is put together as it's being molded. So I'm wondering how you did that with these needle nose pliers.
Basically, it's just the same thing as doing a regular pair of adjustable pliers with a fulcrum point. It's exactly the same thing. It's just making needle nose pliers with a fulcrum point.
Heck hasn't somebody thought about this before? Needle nose pliers are a pain in the butt to work with.
Yes, they are. And I've done that many times myself. I love using needle nose pliers. But a lot of times you just can't use them for what you really need to do.
Mm-mm.
I did so much research on this and found out that there were none made. I knew anyway because of my job in the past and what I've done. I went to Home Depot. I went to Lowe's. I checked everywhere just to make sure. Then I finally got a hold of a company that helped me obtain the patent. So first they had to do a patent search. You know, so I had to put out a chunk of money for that. already knew it wasn't done. So they came back and said, well, congratulations, it hasn't been done. But this company helped me to get my design patent, which I have to this day. So now they cannot be copied. So I do own the design patent on the adjustable meeting load pliers.
Wow. This is amazing. But this is one of those
somebody
those
else hasn't figured this out by this time. Yeah. I'm amazed at that. Yeah.
Well, there might have been people that have figured it out, but they might not have been able to take it to the next step, might not have had a little bit of money that it takes to put to get the ball rolling. I know I didn't for a while. It just ended up happening, and things got together for me, and it all came together. I got the patent. I haven't so far had a company come and say, we want this. I've submitted it to quite a few, and quite a few of them, big-name companies, are very interested. But so far, nobody has really come forward and say, we want to make that. So this is where I'm at right now.
Frank, what are you looking for somebody to help you manufacture? Are you looking for funds? Do you need that for manufacturing? What specifically do you want to do with your invention?
Well, I need to get it on the market. See, right now, I don't have the means to make it. So I'm looking for a company that wants to make it and produce it, put it on the market. I'm not selling the rights to my tool. I will, sell the rights to them to produce it and sell it. But with me, of course, retaining most of the cut because it is my idea. So like I say, I'm not selling the rights to the tool. But I do need somebody to help me.
So, John, how does he do – we got to get your pitch in a minute. But how does he do that? Yeah. How does he get – most of these people that get funding, if it's is VC money, venture capital money, you don't get the ownership of most of it. They do. Unless you can find somebody who is – and that's why your exposure here may be a help to you, because it wouldn't be the first time that somebody listened to the pitch and say, you know what, this guy's brilliant. I'm going to give him maybe like Shark Tank. You give him $100,000, and they own 20% of you, or something like that.
There's going to be. I mean, because if you're looking for capital funds or any kind of funds to make an invention, you're going to have to give up something. I mean, I would almost say you might want to just license it. I mean, you're really wanting all the money. And you'd never be able to get a licensing deal that way. I mean, a licensing deal would be where somebody would license it from you, they would take it out, they would manufacture it, they would do everything. They would do all the heavy lifting, right, and spend all the money. So they're not going to say, well, I'm only going to take 2 points out of that. They're going to want to have a lot. They may give you 5 points. They may give you 6 points if you're lucky. Well, most licensing deals, maybe 2 or 3%. But you'll never get 100% of the it just depends. I mean, but that's a lot of the licensing deals that I've seen and heard of in this industry. So I'm not saying that keep those expectations high, but there's going to be a point where you really want to get this out there, and there's going to have to you might have to give a little bit, right?
Well, exactly. See, I got this thing patented in 2011, so this has been a while. So now to the point, I wanted to get it out there. And I know once it's out, it is going to spell off the shelf.
That's a great pitch. I don't want to interrupt you because I know we're running out of time. I want to get your pitch in real quick. I want to hear what you. I want to hear this pitch because I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I really like your invention. But let's hear your pitch, okay?
All right.
So here we go. Hey,
let's
go. I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
My name is Frank Tiley, and I invented the adjustable knee and nose pliers to combine two basic types of pliers, eliminating the need for two tools for the same job. I took the basic slip joint pliers and combined a pair of knee and nose pliers to create a new and unique tool. My pliers are just that. A pair of knee and nose pliers with a fulcrum point to open the jaw to a larger size. To view the video presentation type adjustable knee and nose pliers in your browser, and click on the link with my name, Frank Tiley. You will see the video in all the variations of my pliers. This is the perfect pair of pliers to have at home, in your car, on the job, or just in your back pocket. My pliers are patented and will sell for about $15, much less than the cost of buying two other types to do the same job. So check out my video presentation of my patented, adjustable, needle-nose pliers. And remember, give me a big thumbs up to My Cool Inventions Radio. Once again, I'm Frank Tiley with Adjustable...
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, we got about 2 minutes left here. What's the price, Frank? We didn't get a price on that, I don't think. Did we, John?
Oh, sorry. I put my pliers are patented at $15.
Why $15?
I was just guessing because I had seen many things. I had done a lot of
research. All right,
research.
That's the first thing you got to do is put it out for 1995. All right, John, where does he go from there?
Okay, so, Frank, what I would do, because I don't think you have a website, right? I mean, I couldn't find one for you. If you're looking for funds, what I would suggest you do is get a basic website created that tells, you know, that tells your story, that tells, you know, that shows people what it is, and be asking for funds and try to get, you know, some kind of funding. Heck, you might even want to try one of the funding mechanisms, like Kickstarter or MyInvent.
Indiegogo. Yep.
Yeah, come up with a cool story, a story that people can really get behind, and you might find that you wouldn't have to give up any parts of your company. You might be able to get money that way, too.
All right, you got 30 seconds.
I have a website going up right now. It's in the process. It should be up very shortly. Excellent. It has a background about myself, my wife, the tool.
All right.
So it's in progress right now and should be up very shortly.
Thumbs up or thumbs down for Frank and the adjustable needle nose pliers. Text to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down, 888-877-0490. You can vote on that line or at mycoolinventions.com. How did Margaret Davis do yesterday with the balloon flowers? John, do you remember?
We had, last time I checked, it was 80%.
80%. All right, well, let's see how Frank does against that. Frank, good luck to you, and thanks to everybody for being here and being influenced by the people that are all a part of My Cool Inventions Radio.
Insight Daily Radio. Larson is a New York Times best-selling author of suspenseful narrative nonfiction, and his latest book is entitled Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania. We spoke with him about the book and the tragic sinking of the British luxury vessel by German U-boats at the beginning of World War I.
In the case of the Lusitania, in the case of Dead Wake, I followed my usual MO in terms of research. I mean, yes, it's a well-known event, so the first thing you have to do is just read everything that's been written prior to now. And then, though, comes my favorite part, which is where I parachute into various archives and essentially start from scratch. I don't accept anybody else's work as the be-all, end-all. I have to go back into the very beginnings and reconstruct everything. And so in the case of this book, one of the great delights, and by the way, I do all my own research. I do not employ a research assistant because, frankly, you know, the fun is in the travel. But for this book, I wound up in London, of course, working at the National Archives of the UK, which is just an amazing place. I just spent days and days there looking over various materials and even at one point coming across the actual very large German code book that was supposedly washed ashore. So I love doing the research. I love going to places like London. In this case, I also went to Liverpool and to Cambridge and also the National Archives in the U.S. And maybe I'm a boring guy, but this is frankly my idea of fun. I just revel in that stuff.
That's Eric Larson on his latest suspenseful narrative nonfiction book entitled Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania, whose release coincides with the 100th anniversary of the tragedy. Insight Daily Radio.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hi,
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It appears Hillary Clinton will finally address the issue of the emails. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It's a story that quickly became a controversy, and it's been lingering since last week. Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, used personal email exclusively during her tenure in that post. The private account was run through a special server established in Clinton's home just outside of New York City in Chappaqua. To this point, Clinton has only responded to this with a tweet last Wednesday in which she said, quote, "I want the public to see my email. I asked State to release them. They said they will review them for release as soon as possible." Additionally, a House subcommittee has subpoenaed the emails. Politico is now reporting Hillary Clinton is getting ready to address this in person for the first time and will likely hold a news conference within the next few days. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked about this controversy again at his daily briefing yesterday. Earnest said President Obama was not aware of how Secretary of State Clinton's email was set up when the two exchanged emails.
The emails that he sends are properly maintained consistent with the Presidential Records Act. And that, by the way, would be true of any emails that he received from his Secretary of State.
Whatever that means, Earnest did say this about how many emails were exchanged between the President and Secretary of State Clinton.
I would not describe the number of emails as large.
Hillary Clinton, of course, is widely expected to officially announce a White House run. Whether this flap alters the timing on that remains to be seen. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to pick up where they left off yesterday. The new work week started with a triple-digit gain for the Dow, up 139 points to 17,996. NASDAQ with a 15-point gain. S&P up 8. Authorities in North Carolina say over 60 people were treated at hospitals after an Amtrak train northeast of Raleigh collided with a truck and derailed. Highway Patrol says the tractor-trailer was carrying a mobile home-sized building when it was hit by the train shortly after noon yesterday. And finally, is this really the next big thing? We're talking about the new smartwatch from Apple. It's the Apple Watch. At a big event in San Francisco yesterday, Apple CEO Tim Cook showed off the capabilities of this device. First of all, Cook told us something we could have already guessed. The watch is capable of handling emails and texts.
Right from your wrist, you can receive messages. And the haptic engine alerts you by tapping your wrist so that you can read and respond to that message instantly if you want.
Sure, sounds good, Tim, but what else?
You can pay with Apple Pay using your Apple Watch. You can view your photos. You can control your music. And you can interface with Apple Watch with Siri just using your voice.
Ah, Siri, which means you need an iPhone to go along with your Apple Watch, of course. And speaking of speaking,
with the built-in speaker and microphone, you can receive calls on your watch.
Wow!
I have been wanting to do this since I was 5 years old.
That's great. But we're also told this watch can unlock doors, hotel rooms, and garage doors. It can count steps, track fitness. Pre-orders for the Apple Watch start on April 10th. The no-frills base version starts at $350. There is a gold Apple Watch edition that starts at $10,000. Not sure if anybody asked Tim Cook, but we also assume the Apple Watch can tell time, and hopefully you don't have to manually adjust it twice a year for spring ahead, fall back. The watch does seem to do everything, and I happen to have a prototype right here. Let's try something. I'm going to stuff two dirty socks into it. All right. Tap this button right here. Look at that. The Apple Watch is actually washing my socks. I bet you the $10,000 version might even fold my laundry. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.